For 91.3 WKY News, I'm Dr. Greg Davis on Medicine. In Kentucky, more than 272,000 people care for someone with Alzheimer's disease. Those patients are considered high risk for the novel coronavirus, the COVID-19 disease, because most living with Alzheimer's disease are over the age of 65, and most people over 65 have at least one chronic illness. My guest today is going to talk about ways we need to look at caring for that vulnerable population. I recently spoke with Dr. Greg Jaika, Professor of Neurology and McCowan Endowed Chair in Alzheimer Research at UK Healthcare. Dr. Jaika talked to me about caring for those with Alzheimer's disease in this age of the novel coronavirus. Greg, thank you again for coming to talk with me. I know you and I spoke about some unrelated matters just a few weeks ago, and we're living in a bit of a different world now. And I wanted to touch base with you about caregiving in this age of the coronavirus and what thoughts you may have.
So this is absolutely critical, and thank you again, Greg, for having me back on. This is something that we didn't really touch base on before, but as you've said, it is a new world. Things have changed dramatically. We're living in a time where social distancing, maintaining or limiting contacts with others, trying to do our best to work at home, stay at home, and not engage, is having a profound impact on all of society, but especially though, on those for whom we need to care, those that are unable to provide for their own daily needs. And we think about this in everyday life as, you know, well, yes, this would apply to our children. This might apply to those with severe handicaps that are wheelchair bound or unable to make it around. But the same is true for our aging population with Alzheimer's and related dementias quite frequently, and almost always over some course of the disease, they will be in that position where they are unable to fend for themselves. And this poses a really unique challenge.
What sort of challenges are we looking at? Obviously, Alzheimer patients at some stage in their clinical course are going to need direct care where social distancing is impossible. So what should caregivers and those of us who care for the caregivers, what should we be thinking about?
So I think there are two things. And when we're thinking about this and talking about this, we're really talking about the dyad, what's best for the patient, the person with Alzheimer's, and what's best for the caregiver. And I think we need to reconceptualize what social distancing is in that context. So instead of thinking a unitary social distancing, a single person that must maintain social distancing, I think it really behooves us to assign a primary caregiver to a patient with needs, a patient with Alzheimer's who has care needs, trying to limit the contact to that dyad, to that two-person team, and providing social distancing measures for that dyad, for that team of two. So that would mean our Alzheimer patients may not always remember that they should wash their hands regularly, that they should not touch their face after touching objects that others may have come into contact with. Well, our Alzheimer patients aren't going to remember those rules. And if you sit there all day long telling them, now wash your hands again, it is not going to help the caregiving situation. Instead, thinking of fun ways to, let's wash our hands together. Now let's get them real soapy together. One can turn this into a routine that becomes productive. If we see our loved ones putting objects in their mouth or touching their face after they've been in contact with public areas, finding some other fun game to distract them, to get them to use their hands in a different fashion. So I think there are ways for us to do very simple things in our day in, day out life that will help our loved ones that don't understand that we're in a crisis right now to really achieve and to make the best and really ensure their own safety as well as the safety of their caregivers. Because in this combination, if one or the other gets sick, we're in big trouble.
Yeah, absolutely. And then, of course, there are those situations where I guess the dyad might have to be expanded into a triad, say if in a family situation or in a caregiving institution situation where perhaps that one-on-one care is impossible.
And I think that that's true. I think we do need to think about doing our best to minimize the number of individuals within a care circle. The optimal would be trying to keep it to a dyad. That's not going to always be possible. I think you raise another important point that's worthy of us discussing currently, because I know we're hearing it from the caregivers who care for our patients on a regular basis, is we really need to protect this aging population. And so for many who may be in residential living facilities, those that are in personal care settings, assisted livings, dementia care units, or skilled nursing facilities, there are a different set of rules. And so, yes, we're going to have a care team caring for them, but we know from what we've seen in Washington State that if this virus gets into those facilities, it is going to wreak havoc and lives will be lost. At this time, the general principles are avoid visiting your loved ones. And I know how painful and how difficult, and that we think they really need me, but what they need is to be safe at this time. And you have to remember, you know, you're entering a facility that could pose risks to you, or you bringing in something that poses a risk to your loved one and to every other staff member and resident in that facility is simply unacceptable. So this is a time where we really need to trust in those caregivers in these residential communities. They are doing their very best to maintain routines, calm environments, and care for your loved ones. And we need to trust in that right now and avoid that urge to be going in and out and bringing things in and out, because this is going to make matters worse.
My thanks today to Dr. Greg Jika, Professor of Neurology and McCowan Endowed Chair in Alzheimer Research at UK Healthcare, for talking with me about taking care of our patients with Alzheimer's disease in this age of the novel coronavirus. For more information, visit our website at wuky.org. With health news you can use, I'm Dr. Greg Davis on Medicine.
Dr. Greg Davis is a forensic pathologist at the University of Kentucky who volunteers his time to cover important medical news for our community. This program is available as a podcast at wuky.org.